Okay, good morning. It is now 10:01 a.m. We are here today, May 31st, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatna, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 16-004, Technologies for Tomorrow versus the Guam Department of Education. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellant Technologies for Tomorrow please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Vince Camacho, Counsel for Technologies for Tomorrow.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GDOE please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
James State for Counsel for DOE.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And as a preliminary matter, for the appellant, Mr. Camacho, when did your client actually receive the denial of the protest?
I believe it was Friday, April 22nd, late in the afternoon.
And you filed your appeal on the 9th, is that correct? According to the stamp on the UPA office.
Yeah, would have been the 9th.
And how long did it take DOE to respond to your protest?
I believe we filed the protest in March.
In March. And it took...
I wasn't privy to that. I did not represent TFT at the time. They filed the protest on their own. So we were brought in at the appeal level.
The concern we have is the paper's comments and your comment, Mr. Steck, regarding the possible expiration of funding, and that's what we're looking at.
I mean, if I may, there's nowhere in the RFP that indicate the funding was subject to federal grants. Everywhere with regard to funding in the RFP itself, identified as 100% locally funded. So if you take a look at just the bid itself, every instance where it mentions funding identifies 100% local funding. So we're not sure where that argument came from, because in neither of the addendums 1, 2, or 3 indicated a change in the source of funding.
Is there, Mr. Steak, from the time that protest decision was received by the appellant, how long or how many days expired from that time to the time they filed the appeal?
I'm sorry, from...
Well, I'll just tell the parties what I'm looking at here is whether or not, as a preliminary matter, whether or not the appeal itself was timely. I understand that you may have received the case on a certain date and prepared the appeal and filed it on the 9th. But it's true that, and we'll verify this, your client received the decision on the 22nd.
I believe it was a Friday afternoon. We confirmed the date. Okay.
We have the 22nd for our issue denial.
The key is, of course, but that day, the clock doesn't start ticking.
Right.
It's the day after,
right.
And it's a 14-day period, which by my initial calculation would have expired around maybe 6. Okay, but I have to verify exactly when. I'm not going to hold you to your statement, but it was the 22nd. It may have been later, okay? I'd have to go through the procurement record to confirm using the facts, received data, so on and so forth, what the actual timing was. But as a preliminary matter, something that the OPA will have to look at to determine whether the appeal is properly before the OPA for consideration. Now, in terms of, and I might actually let the parties brief their respective stances on this issue before rendering decision, but it's preliminary matter of timeliness. It's rather important. And it's not clear on the record when exactly the appellant received the decision, because that would start the clock. Okay, I know the decision came out on the 22nd, but that's all I know for sure. That doesn't necessarily mean your client received it, and that would have started the 14-day period. But in terms of the funding, now, so what happened to the federal funding, Mr. Stake?
Right. So the way it works is, my understanding is, you need the intent to award. I apologize, I'm not an expert in this field.
Well, the legal language is the funds have to be committed.
Right. We
By a date certain, were they 26. Lapse or something like
right.
that.
Right. We have to have our application in with the inclusion of the intent to award in order to have the application, which would then give us the discount off of the funding. No, I apologize. I'm not an expert in this.
Let me make it easier then. So, did DOE actually award the contract, or is there still a stay in effect?
It's a stay. It's
okay. So
stay.
There's no award. That no. Initial stay is still in effect.
Right.
Okay.
It's been stayed since the March 25th protest.
And since DOE has put that stay in effect, there's no award. So it's my understanding there's
no
award.
Right.
Okay. And did the, you don't know whether or not the federal funds have lapsed, is that correct?
I am not sure.
Or whether
certain.
Or not they've been extended. I know for the
I was told the 26th is what I was told. Once it passes 26, we have to apply January again, which would then run until approximately the same day next year.
Just for clarification, are you getting a discount now?
No, it's too late for us to.
No. I mean, up until this expiration, were you getting some kind of discount or funding for it?
I don't think we had an expanded Wi-Fi provider at this point, so we didn't have a service being provided for the expansion of the services we were looking for.
So this is a first-time application?
No, this would be a brand new project of the same, of similar services. So we had a ground from the start. I believe TFT was the starting Wi-Fi expansion. They completed their contract, and now once it finished, we went out and we would like to do, I guess, expand even further to more areas. So they completed their contract, now we're doing a new one, and we're redoing funding, if I'm not mistaken.
I recall in another appeal, and I just don't remember the details on this because it was a PBS appeal, and I apologize, I didn't go back to look at it. But this whole E-rate funding was also at stake. So the question was, at that time, they hadn't even gotten it. And so I guess my question is, has DOE ever gotten any kind of adjustment for internet?
Right. No, I apologize. I'm not certain on that. I could definitely get that. I'll bring it back.
And has either party requested a hearing, sir?
I believe we have.
Okay, so the appellant has requested a hearing. Did the purchasing agency request a hearing?
No, sir. We were aware of it on the original motion. I saw it. I believe it was the tail end of the hearing from the appellant. But we ourselves, we didn't.
So we do have a request for hearing now. Mr. Camacho, as you well know, your client does have the option of essentially submitting a not even done in the briefing, but your client does have the option if we don't dismiss this jurisdictional issue of withdrawing the request for hearing and having the case decided on basically on the documents filed. So at any time, your client can actually just submit a waiver of hearing, and that's what we're going to do. But until such time, we are going to we will schedule a hearing and also kind of a briefing schedule for the hearing, as well as a briefing schedule for the initial, the preliminary issue of timeliness of the appeal itself. Okay. Now, so when do you think the parties could brief the issue of the timeliness of the protest?
Wednesday next week or Monday?
Wednesday next week.
Wednesday next week works.
All right, so.
Wednesday next, that's the 8th.
Yep, that would be the 8th. All right, so the parties can submit their respective arguments regarding whether or not the appeal was timely on Wednesday, June the 8th. At 5 o'clock p.m. And in terms of if we were to hold the actual hearing, I'm trying to see here. I know that the purchasing agency filed its its agency report. Has the appellant filed their comments on the agency report?
No, we just got it last week.
Yeah, so I think you're still in the time period, so it'll be a couple weeks of to allow the appellant to file their comments and also to allow the purchasing agency to file their rebuttal, if any. So that'll put us essentially into the 15th. So are the parties available for a hearing on the appeal on June 21st at 10?
Yes, it would be available, right?
I am open right now. However, my client doesn't live on Guam. So my client will have to make travel arrangements. So I will confirm that with him. And I can email the OPA's office confirming that availability. Also, a couple of the manufacturers will be testifying. And so we would need to confirm their attendance as well.
Well, you have.
Alternatively, if they may be able to provide papers if they're not able to attend.
Yeah, you can work that out with Mr. Stay.
Yeah, I will.
Essentially, if there's nothing controversial about whatever you're turning in, that could be submitted on the record with the purchasing agency stipulation, if it's not already part of the record.
Well, I think that's where the issues lie with regards to my client's position and DOE's position.
Okay, well, we're not getting into the merits of the case at this time. This is right. Just setting up the hearing. So,
when you say hearing, are we talking the hearing on the timeliness or the actual hearing?
No, we're just gonna. I'm gonna allow them to brief the issue.
Okay.
I think I don't believe we're gonna need a hearing on timeliness.
Oh, okay.
It's either established by the record that it is timely.
I think I'm willing to submit on the briefs on the timeliness issue.
Well, that's what we were going to do.
Okay.
This isn't a motion, it's just something
right.
We're raising, but I'm giving the parties the opportunity to brief their respective positions as to whether or not the whole thing is when did your client receive the decision.
Okay.
It came out that day. Doesn't mean they received it that day. They may have received it later, and you're in for all I know. Okay. So in terms of witnesses. How many witnesses?
There'd be my client himself, and the vice president who helped prepare the bids, and two manufacturer representatives.
So about three witnesses.
Three.
Where do your clients live?
My client right now is in Taiwan working on a project, but they're all over.
Oh.
And then the manufacturer representatives are in the mainland.
As an alternative, we have had a couple of instances where someone had called in. Yeah.
Well, there's also, instead of just calling in, there's is also Skype or FaceTime, but then there's some issues regarding that, whether or not they're really who they are.
I've never seen them, so.
You wouldn't know either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could also try to work out those issues with Mr. Skype as well.
I will try to.
And Mr. Stagg, how many witnesses do you anticipate DOE having?
We have, I would say, 4.
So right now, we're just going to, the assumption we have approximately 7 witnesses. I think we could probably get through that in a day, I think. So we're going to just shoot for the 21st of June at 10, and we'll issue a scheduling order with the hearing dates commensurate with that date. Of course, if we wind up dismissing the case, if it's not properly before we move into any case in the order as well, if we do that. And are there at this time, other than witnesses coming from potentially Taiwan, the United States, any witnesses that need any other special accommodations to participate in the hearing?
None from you.
Not that I'm aware of.
Are there any other evidentiary issues or there are issues, evidentiary or otherwise, that the parties feel that I, as hearing officer, need to take up at this time?
None that I'm aware of.
All right. So after this hearing, I will draft the notice of the formal hearing for the 21st of June, as well as a scheduling order, and that will include the June 8th filing deadline for the, I guess, your respective briefs on the timeliness of the appellant's appeal. Any issues, any other issues at this time?
None.
All right. So then we're going to, this hearing's concluded, and we're going to go off the record at 10.
I apologize. In the event we do go to hearing, Mr. Stagg, would you also maybe just just more for clarification, if there was any E-rate related funding in the past and going forward?
Okay.
Yeah. If just as a supplementary information.
I plan on the two our specs creators. They're actually also really familiar with the funding, so I'm hoping they can.
It's just more to clarify for the record. Did it expire? Will it,
To my knowledge, it expired on the 26th, but they're much more fluent with the funding than I am.
Get clarification on that one.
What do you want to request that clarification? What do you need?
Well, they'll also be here if you have,
All
right, so this hearing's concluded, and we're off the record at 10:22.